Hi, I'm Dave Kale. Welcome to today's podcast for salespeople. Today we're going to be looking at a question and answer. As you know, I get questions from time to time from people who read my e-zine or call in questions or email them to me or ask them at a seminar. And the best ones I collect and respond to here. So here's a question for today. Dave, we do not want to turn salespeople into collection agents, but there certainly is a role that salespeople can play in the process. Do you have any thoughts? And the answer is yes, I do have thoughts. This is a pretty common question. You know, I feel that several times. Let me just repeat it. Dave, we don't want to turn salespeople into collection agencies, but there certainly is a role that salespeople can play in the process. Do you have any thoughts? Yes, like you, I don't want to turn salespeople into collection agencies. So let's consider this piece by piece. First, I believe that the credit department has the responsibility to ascertain an account's credit worthiness and to provide specific and timely direction to the salespeople. Now, if an account's credit line is reduced, for example, that decision needs to be clearly communicated to the salesperson in a timely way so that the salesperson does not spend inappropriate time trying to sell to that account. Nobody wants salespeople spending time selling to an account when the company won't accept an order from that account. Salespeople then should follow the credit department's lead in determining to whom to sell. And as always, a little bit of prevention is worth a whole lot of time and effort trying to fix a bad situation. So that's number one. Number two, what about those situations where you've sold and invoiced an account and now that account is slow in paying? Does the salesperson have a role in those situations? And I believe that the answer is yes. Now let's consider some of the economics. In a scenario where the customer pays 60 days late, is there a cost to the company for an account paying late? Of course there is. Now when you consider all the costs involved, there are bank carrying charges on the balance, the cost of additional invoices and statements, the cost of the time, the accounts receivable personnel, the opportunity costs, lost due to additional inventory not being acquired because the money is tied up. Now all those are real costs. It would not be unusual for the cost of a 60-day late payment to approximate 2-3% of the total sale. Now, before you make light of that, consider that there are many industries whose bottom line in the best of days hovers around 3% of sales. In other words, it's entirely possible that a 60-day late payment wipes out all of the net profit from that transaction. Now, let's also say that in this scenario, a salesperson receives a 5% commission on the total sales price. Should there be some impact on the salesperson of this account paying late? Honestly, I think so. I think the salesperson's commission should be adjusted to account for the reduction in gross profit and net profit. Now, I'm aware of the arguments against that. The biggest one is this: salespeople should sell and not collect. And, you know, generally, I agree with that. Salespeople should sell and not collect. But the purpose of selling is to bring revenue into the company. And if revenue is depressed for whatever reason, the salesperson's reward should be directly impacted. The sale really is not completed until the revenue has been received. To do anything other is to put the salesperson and the company at cross purposes. The salesperson gets paid for selling anything to anyone, regardless of the payment history. And the company gets paid for selling profitably. Now, that to me is a conflict of interest. I always favor aligning the interest of everyone in the company. So I want the salesperson to have the same interest that the company does. Now let's also keep in mind that the salesperson often has a better view of what is going on in that account than anyone else, because the salesperson who is the person who is there live and interacting with the account. And the salesperson often has relationships with the account that can help facilitate the process of reviewing and correcting invoices that may have some problems to them. So my opinion, you know, is this, that salespeople's commissions should reflect the length of time it takes to collect the invoice. They should look over their accounts receivable on a regular basis. Yes, salespeople should do that. And when they see an account going too long past due, they should have a vested interest in intervening. Now, that does not make them collection agencies, but it does align their interest with the company's interest. They can act by exception in those cases where an intervention can make the difference. One or two calls a month, maybe on an exception basis, can clean up and prevent a lot of lost revenue. And revenue is the ultimate measurement of both the company and the salesperson's performance. So, should salespeople be totally responsible for collecting past due receivables? No. But should salespeople have a vested interest in looking at the exceptions and intervening to keep an account open within terms? Yes. So the answer is, what role should salespeople have? They should have a limited but nonetheless important role in making sure that every customer pays within terms. Okay, go forth and sell well. That's it. Bye-bye.